Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? So I got finished watching the news about Diddy's houses being raided and all that in connection of sex trafficking and accusations from the 90s, or he's, you know, drugging women and making them make unsolicited pornos and all that shit. And it's crazy because this is a guy that, like, when I was a kid, like, especially in the early 90s, mid 90s, like, I you know, idolized the guy. Not idolized, but like, I was like really into his music. I was into the Bad Boy scene, and, you know, I got all the records and all that shit. Like, so this is a guy that's like very prominent in my childhood, especially when it came to music, culture, fashion, and all that shit. So it's crazy to see a guy like that, like, fall from grace, or seemingly fall from grace and shit. Like, you know, they did it to Russell. You know, they did it, you know, obviously they did it to Bill Cosby. They did it to R. Kelly. Now they're doing it to Diddy. But, and mind you, allow me to preface this with, in no shape, way, or fashion do I condone the trafficking of women or children or whatever, for whatever reason. And I don't condone sexual assault, unless it's done to me personally. My safe word is saltines, just in case you're wondering. So in no way am I condoning, if he did it, he's nasty, fuck it, you know, lock him up, put him in jail, whatever. But, I can't look at this case. I can't look at what they've been doing to prominent figures of color, who have been accused and some convicted of nasty business. I can't look at that and not think, this wouldn't happen if he was, you know what I mean? You know what I mean. You know where I'm getting at, people. You understand where I'm going with this. You have to, like, really in the back of your mind, like, yeah, well, maybe if he was, maybe if he ran shows on Nickelodeon, maybe he would have gotten off. Maybe a documentary down the road, 15 years later, would have come out and they're like, well, cancel Diddy. And like, well, by that time, he'll be 60, 65. Or even older. He would be like 70 years old. But fuck, man. Like, and like, look, again, it's nasty business. What this motherfucker is accused of doing is nasty business. You know, hiring big black, big dick motherfuckers to fuck his girl. And like, you know the accusations. You've heard the stories. You saw the lawsuits and all that. But there's an accused sexual abuser running for president currently, who on tape said, yo, if they don't like it, I grab him by the pussy. That nigga, that dude. There's another guy who's also running for president who there's suspicions that he's a creep. He be smelling little girls. You know, he just like holds the little kids on his lap and all this shit. You know what I mean? There's a dude, Army Hammer, who is accused of fucking eating and nibbling bitches. Just a little nibble. Let me get a little pinky toe. And I, mind you, yeah, Armie Hammer no longer works in the business. But he there's no videos of his house being raided. Kevin Spacey, he got off scot-free for some shit that he got accused of back in the 70s. You know, grooming and fucking sexually abusing a minor at a party. Fucking Roman Polanski. Roman Polanski fucks kids. He currently lives in France. And if you do not know who Roman Polanski is, if you remember Rush Hour 3, he's the French cop that cavity searched both Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. Not only is this guy an accused fucking pedophile, he's still making movies. He's still in movies. And none of his shit got raided. There's no fucking, there's no KTLA news choppers over his fucking mansion. Like, do you understand what they're doing? Like, they're like, now I was watching one of the news clips and I was like, yeah, you know, I knew something was up because there was like parties twice a month, black Suburbans with women coming out of them. Like, my man, have you never heard of a Diddy party? And again, I'm not up here fucking saying that, yo, you know what, man? You know, that nigga made fucking, he made No Way Out. He's allowed a couple of bitches here and there. No, I'm saying that we need to keep the same energy when it comes to prominent white figures who are accused of this shit. The dad from Seventh Heaven is a fucking, he fucking, like, I think he was like 30 and he fucked a 13-year-old or some shit like that. No jail time. No helicopters. No civil lawsuits. They did it to Michael Jackson. They did it. They successfully convicted Cosby and fucking R. Kelly. They're doing it to him. They're doing it to this guy. They're doing it to Diddy. Like, you have to understand what they're doing to the culture. Like, and me, you know, I'm not black, but I'm a person of color. And I'm a person of this culture. I'm a person of hip hop culture. I'm a product of what I grew up with in the 80s and the 90s. I grew up on the Cosby Show. I grew up off fucking 12 Play by R. Kelly. I grew up off the Ready to Die album, the Life After Death album, the No Way Out, the Mace album, Harlem World. Like, I grew up with this shit. You know, like, so what they're essentially they're doing, they're tearing down the people that we once idolized. And yes, they were involved in nasty business. They were. But equally, there's other motherfuckers of equal stature, equal wealth, comparable wealth, and influence and power that nothing, bro. Nothing happens. Like I think we need to really look at it. And yeah, Joe, you always make it about race. You always make it about race, Joe. Yeah, but like it's evident. It's evident. Like they're making these people monsters. And again, allow me to reiterate, if he is guilty of it, then it's nasty business. I mean, like it's not every day that you're five mansions get fucking raided by Homeland Security and shit. Like, that's crazy. I've never heard of that shit. I've never heard of it. But at the same time, you know, Kevin Spacey's like, yeah, see me in this new blockbuster. Bap, 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 bap. You know, Army Hammer's still like a son of a billionaire or some shit like that. Trump still gets to run for president. He incited January 6th. He said, I grab him by the pussy. I walk into the Miss America, the Miss Universe pageant dressing room while they're getting dressed because it's my place and I can walk into any room. Look it up. The motherfucker said he said these things. And he did these things. He was on Epstein's Island partying it up. Looked like he was having a gang of time. Like a gang of good time. Like, he's like, oh shit. It's probably like fucking Right Said Fred playing in the background. I'm too sexy for my shirt. You know, he's just out there in every single video. Like, I've never seen two people together that much since like Ben and J-Lo. But fucking Epstein and Trump, boy, you would think they grew up together. Now everybody's distancing themselves from Diddy. I get it. It's nasty business. It's nasty business. Oh, I knew what Diddy was up to. I knew all these years. That's why I left. No, that's not why you left. Because you tried to come back. Mace. Oh, Diddy had Tupac killed. Cool. You know, it's funny that they're not even fucking, that's not even a part of the investigation. Like, it's not even a part of the investigation. Like, the murder of, the commissioning of a murder for an icon like Tupac Shakur is not even on a menu with these motherfuckers. They're like, well, you know, we don't give a fuck about all that. But you better not do weird shit with bitches. Wagging your finger at them and shit. I don't know, man. It seems fishy. Like, look, again, I hope if he did it, then you know what? I'll only play his music a little bit. Because then he makes slaps. If you motherfucker, like, if you found out that like, Brian from Backstreet Boys was like, yo, man, I like to fuck little boys. Are you going to fucking not play Backstreet Backs tonight? Like, no. No. You're going to play every Backstreet Boy slap there is. If you found out that Mark Wahlberg beat up an Asian guy. Because he was drunk and calling them racial slurs. Will you stop watching his movies? Will you? No? Oh, yeah, you would. Okay, then you should stop watching his movies because he did that shit. Look it up. Look it up. Are you going to stop watching Liam Neeson movies? Are you going to stop watching the Taken movies? Because Liam Neeson once hunted down black people with a baseball bat in Ireland. I don't know where the fuck he was going to find black people in Ireland, but he was looking for them. He's like, and he said, I'm going to beat up the first black bastard that I saw with a baseball bat. Are you going to stop watching his movies? Oh, yeah, you would? Well, stop watching his motherfucker's movies because he did that shit too. And he said that shit too. My thing is, people, you have to keep the same energy for their heroes. There's a guy, there's a fucking documentary. Quiet on Set is on Max. There's a guy who's out here fucking accused of fucking diddling boys and girls on the fucking, on the Nickelodeon set. Making them do adult content. Adult, like little sneaky adult shit. Then the other nigga with the pickles and shit. I'm telling you, open your fucking eyes. You, and this guy, he did 18 months. He did 18 months. And then he gets to talk about it. Like, yo, you know what? I did that shit. I'm sorry. He gets to say sorry. Yeah, he's a monster. He fucked up Amanda Bynes terribly. But he gets to sit down and talk about it. None of his hard drives seized. None of his mansions or his homes raided. Nothing. He gets to sit down and have a comfortable conversation with somebody and admit what he did. Like, so what are we really doing? I'm saying, and again, I reiterate, if he did it, then fucking good for him. I hope he loses everything. But if he didn't, then, you know, gotta leave the nigga alone. And again, it's like, is all this shit is coming out. All these celebrities, all this nasty business is coming out. All this pedophilia that we've known for years that exists in the entertainment business, in Hollywood, in the music industry. We know all this shit exists, the sexual assaults. We joke about it. We joked about it. But then you fucking realize that Shirley Temple was surrounded by fucking pedophiles. Like, they were putting her in, like, little short little skirts and shit. You know, they put her in blackface. That happened. I'm saying, like, these motherfuckers are out here in plain fucking sight. But yet, they go after the hip-hop guys. They go after the guys who are seemingly leaders in the black and brown communities. They try to do a fucking Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar De La Hoya likes to dress in lingerie. Cool. He'll still knock you the fuck out. No, but he's nasty business. That's nasty business. I'm saying, man, like, it's crazy. It's crazy that I turn on the TV or I open up Instagram, I look at Facebook, and I see these motherfuckers, these monsters, walking around free, doing press junkets, doing keynote speaking engagements in universities, murderers, these motherfucking stone cold murderers. Kyle Rittenhouse gets booed off fucking stage in Memphis, some fucking university in Memphis. He's a murderer. He fucking killed people. And he gets to do a keynote speech at a university. Right? But Chris Brown can't perform at the Super Bowl. He can't perform at the AMAs. He can't perform at the MTV Music Awards. Because of a mistake he made when he was 19. I'm saying, like, you have to look at what they're putting in front of us. You have to look at what they're presenting to us. If you're black and brown, keep them down. If they're white, man, it's all right. Trademark, Joe Diaz, 2024. I'm just saying, we have to keep the same energy. Barbarism is barbarism, and it has no fucking color. Sexual assault, sexual abuse has no fucking color. You have to present these motherfuckers in the same way that you present these motherfuckers. That's all I gotta say. It's either this guy is a monster and this guy gets to run for office, or this guy is a fucking rapist and this guy gets to fucking do another show or do another Broadway play. That's the hypocrisy of society that we live in today. It's the shit that we're surrounded by, the fucking straight up hypocrisy that we're faced with every goddamn day. I'm out here just, I'm not defending him. I am not defending Diddy. But that Love album was dope. But, you know, I'll still watch K-Pax because of with Kevin Spacey. He was the shit in fucking Usual Suspects. You know? I'll still watch episodes of Seventh Heaven. I'll still watch Taken. I'll still watch whatever Catholic Boston movie Mark Wahlberg is doing these days. Just the same way I'm going to listen to the Diddy album, the same way I still listen to R. Kelly music, the same way I still laugh at Bill Cosby jokes. It's the same, like me, barbarism is barbarism. I know how to fucking separate the person from the art. But you can't go, well, Joe, he's a fucking sex trafficker. Yeah, he is. Anytime you fucking bring a bitch on train from the Bronx to your Jersey residence, you are sex trafficking. It's called the Mann Act. You are fucking bringing a bitch from Dykeman to your house. You're crossing state lines with the intent of sexual gratification. That, my friend, is a motherfucking sex trafficking violation. And we've all done it. We've all done it. All these stories. Oh, hey. This guy flew me out. You got sex trafficked. Oh, you know, he bought my plane ticket. He sent me an Uber from Brooklyn so I can go see him in deep. You got sex trafficked. I hate to break it to you. This shit happens all the fucking time. And a lot of niggas that did it to you didn't produce a Mary J. Blige album. I'll tell you that shit. These motherfuckers out here in Jabot jeans and fucking black Air Forces and shit fucking you on a fucking cot on a pullout couch. I'm saying we have to be consistent with the persecution of said sexual abusers. You have, like, and you know what? Let's take it away from that. Let's go back to the Me Too movement. Let's rewind time, shall we? Do you know that James Franco is accused of sexually assaulting bitches? Right? He still gets to work in the business. He still gets to produce movies. Aziz Ansari had a bad date. He took a girl out to dinner. Rightfully so, he expected his dick sucked. He gets canceled. The dude quit social media. He doesn't even have a fucking smartphone anymore. And he moved to fucking England. ruined his life, ruined his career. He doesn't get to do shit. I think we need to be more consistent with the persecution of sexual abusers. That's all I'm saying. That's my point right now. I don't give a fuck if did he or didn't he. See what I did there? I am more focused on, hey, cool. Lock his ass up. Search everything. Search everything in his fucking house. All his houses. But fuck, bro. There's a motherfucker who grabs bitches by the pussy running for president and gonna win. He's gonna win. He won the first time. He won the first time. Matter of fact, here's the fucked up part about it. When he said that shit, I think it won him more votes. I think it won him more votes. It garnered him more votes. Because they're like, yeah, my president touches bitches in the pussy. He grabs them by the pussy. He fucking sneaks into the Miss Teen Universe, wherever the fuck, beauty pageant, while they're getting dressed. And he says, hey, it's my fucking hotel, and I can walk into any room that I want. This is our next president. Our current president smells little girls on the head. Creepy. Yes. I say it again. We need to go after their heroes. The same way they go after ours. We have to be consistent. They fucking take Diddy. We take fucking Chad Kroger. Like, we fucking take the nigga from Nickelback. Like, you know what? I want to see that photograph. I want to see what you're taking pictures of, motherfucker. Anywho. So that's my rant for today. I hope soon I'll get back to doing long form shows again. Like, but I, you know what? I'm kind of digging these short episodes, these 30 minute episodes, you know. But yeah, man. You know, straight to the point. Straight to the fucking point. I turn on the mic, or I turn on my phone, and I start talking shit. So, I guess, man, take that. This has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.